Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement. Decolonization and the refugee crisis. That's what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. Thank you for anybody who is tuning in. This is your favorite mama activist who is back for a new episode for your weekly dose of activism. So yes, wherever you are today, wherever you are listening from, I hope that you're doing well. I'm doing well myself. I'm home with my little one Afra. She's watching TV. Today I'm recording the episode from the comfort of our own house. I was going to say home, but I ended up saying house. But yeah, it feels like home more than it feels like house. You know, because a house is actually just the structure of it, and the home is what you made out of this space. And I think for now, that space in Brighton do feel like home. So yeah, I'm talking to you from the comfort of my home. And yes, I'm okay. It's been a bit of a turbulent last few weeks. And I feel that a lot of people around are feeling that energy. It feels like a lot of people have been met with a lot of challenges that feels like uneasy. But, you know, regardless of where you are standing at right now, whether it feels comfortable or not, whether it feels uneasy or not, just know that it's all part of the flow. It is all in the flow. And that, you know, it's bringing growth into your life, especially if it feels uncomfortable, especially if it feels painful. You know, growth is coming out of it. But yes, coming back to today's episode topic, decolonization and the refugee crisis. But I really want to talk about that because, you know, when we talk about the refugee crisis, obviously because it's already a crisis in itself, and you know how people, when I say people, how Western governments have been dealing with the high flow of refugees and asylum seekers entering Europe. You know, we're having a lot of discussion about border violence, about how challenging it is for refugees and for asylum seekers to settle down in their new host country. And a lot of people are also trying to highlight the very reason that are making people forced, are making people leave their home. And I'm one of those people as well. I will always try to highlight and put the focus on what are the reasons that people are forced to migrate in the first place. And the media currently is not doing that. What it's doing is that it's focusing on people entering here, and it's creating that negative image and narrative surrounding people entering and what it does to people who are already there. So yeah, I just feel that we need to talk about colonization and how this is also impacting the refugee crisis and is also impacting the way that refugees are going to be welcome and the way that people are going to be with refugees and asylum seekers, especially black asylum seekers and black refugees. So, talking about colonization and the process of decolonization. What is colonization? This is something that I wrote about 2 years ago when I was working in Greece, supporting black asylum seekers and refugees and also documenting their living situation and bearing witness to gross violation of human rights happening constantly and to a lot of violence ranging from like poor treatment of asylum seekers and refugees to police brutality. And so it came it just felt like, you know, some things that should be happening, that should be connected, wasn't. And that's why I wrote that article, because I just felt that within the refugee crisis, you know, the ways that colonization works, the things that it does, is still very present. So what is colonization? Colonization, in simple words, is a process by which one power settles among and establishes control over the people of an area against their will. It is the action of appropriating a place or domain for one's own use, establishing itself in an area that is not ours and reclaiming it as ours. So, if you look at colonization and what the West and how the West has colonized the global South, as people like to refer to it, that's what colonization is, you know, going to a place that is not yours, using violence and saying that it's yours. What is decolonization now? Decolonization is the freeing of minds from colonial ideology, in particular by challenging the ingrained and deep-rooted idea that to be colonized was to be inferior. Decolonization critiques positions of power and dominant culture. It is a process in which we rethink and reconstruct ideas that preserve the Europe-centered colonial lens and withdraw political, military, and governmental rule imposed by invaders on the colonized land. Colonization erases from the society under its control entire ways of living, replacing indigenous social structure with supposedly enlightened governments and ways of being. Through the creation of deadly stereotypes and stigmas, as well as preconceived, overly racist ideas of others, the colonizers justify their invasion, enslavement, and genocide. That's how it justifies it, through the creation of like those deadly stereotypes and stigmas, you know, saying that people are like savages and that they need to be saved by them, they need to be saved from themselves through religion, through the white man way of doing things. But yes, colonization, it takes deep root in the subjugated people's thoughts and ideas. The history of African colonization by the Western world is a long and complex one. Not just of African colonization, but, you know, talking about colonization and how white people colonized indigenous land in America as well. That's also a complex one. But what it did is that it created detrimental biases about what it means to be an African and a black in the Western world. Colonization and its tool of racism deeply embedded an idea that anyone of African descent in Europe is an imposter and that they are inferior and that they do not belong here. This deadly idea lives in many of the white Western's minds. Anti-black racism is a concept deeply internalized in the Western world. This racist, discriminative social construct works by referring to different types of human bodies and from there determining what they are entitled to. So that means that based on your color, what, you know, colonization and racism did and white supremacy, is that based what color you are will determine what kind of life you will have in the West. The African diaspora, Africa in general, has made lasting contribution to the Western world. Part of the African European diaspora are largely the descendants of enslaved people who were brought from their African homelands to the Western world by force to help build Europe and the US. This contribution often go intentionally unrecognized, and people of African descent have long been denied economic social and political equality. It also meant that most African people coming to the Western world after colonization were directly labeled economic migrants, generating fears that they were coming to Europe to steal opportunities. This narrative can survive in the Western world due to the distinct lack of acknowledgement of how much wealth from Africa lives in Western cities. So much unacknowledged theft has happened that many Westerners are unaware of what their governments, countries have stolen and corporations continue to steal from Africa. It has often never occurred in the eye of the Westerner that people coming from Africa were not migrants by choice, but rather forced migrants. They cannot see how the comfort of the white man was built upon the back of the black man suffering. And this is something that I say a lot. Your comfort. And not just if you are white, let's be honest. If you are in the West and you are comfortable, then your comfort is built upon the back of someone else. And most of the time, it's black people. So, you know, there is like governance of terror for black people. What the white man did to Africa is more than just create economic hardship and commit theft. The system that they put into place corrupted African governments to serve the white man's interest. It also created an environment of fear in which most opposition was met with violence, suppressed, and countered with systemic political murder. The effect of this in the citizens of many African countries was a total breakdown of the social fabric of their society. The lack of trust gave way to a culture of paranoia. So, for a lot of African people, they do not feel safe in their own country. They feel like they would be safer somewhere else, that they would have better opportunities somewhere else, that they can have better lives for themselves and their families somewhere else. And this is what the white man did. This is what the white man did to African people. This is what it did when it created economic hardship, when it stole, when it put into place those systems, those corrupted government. It was made with purpose. The same tactics imposed by Stalin in Eastern Europe were exported by the enemies of Stalin for use in Africa. A society of political repression, paranoia, and clandestine murders was the enemy against which the West so righteously struggled. During the time of their righteous fight, they had no qualms about instituting the same policies upon the people of Africa. Europe had learned very well the effectiveness of terror in controlling population. In such an environment, the continual exploitation of a nation's natural resources is easy. It's easy. When you have fear, when people are scared, they will give you anything to feel safe. They will give up everything to feel safe and to make sure that their people are safe. The breakdown of the social fabric due to colonization is identical to the breakdown of the social fabric due to civil war or any kind of war. Their nation has been taken from them, whether it's from war or colonization, in either case, through violence. Most of the time, even in the case of an African living upon the land of their ancestors, through the process of colonization, they have become a stateless person. Through the process of colonization, they have become a stateless person. So what I'm trying to say in a very articulated way is that, you know, there is a reason why black people are forced to migrate. There is a reason why African people are coming to Europe. And unfortunately, white people are not willing to see that reason and to not recognize the part and the role that they play in it. And so in many cases, when black people come to Europe asking for asylum, migrating, they are not welcome with open arms. They are not welcome with the acknowledgement of what was taken from their land and what made them leave in the first place. On the contrary, they are seen as parasites. Now, what is a refugee? Refugees are people who have fled war, violence, conflicts, or persecution and have crossed an international border to find safety in another country, according to the UNHCR definition. A migrant is a person who moves from one place to another, especially in order to find work or better living conditions. And so a migrant can be a forced migrant, and it does, in a way, fit in the category of being a refugee because they are fleeing from war, violence, conflict, and persecution, and they are crossing international border to find safety in another country. And, you know, what the white man did to Africa is more than just create economic hardship and economic theft. The system that they put into place corrupted African government to serve the white man's interests. It also created an environment of fear in which most opposition was made with violence, suppressed, and countered with systemic political murder. And it break down their society. And it's violence, you know. The breakdown of the social fabric due to colonization is identical to the breakdown of the social fabric due to civil war or any kind of war. So the status of refugee is defined by the white Western man, the same group who continues to not recognize the impact of their ancestors and the ruins of colonization, the same group who have benefited and are still benefiting from colonization. Their control over this definition provides another tool to discriminate against African men, women, and children who are seeking safety due to what colonization did to their states. If it's a term used by black people, for black people, sorry, economic migrants are stealing selfish individuals. While referring to white people, economic migrants are simply called expats. And, you know, it's cool, you're traveling, you know, you're like trendy. But if you're black, then no, you're just a parasite. Defining certain groups as migrant enables them to become stuck in a system due to the color of their skin. This shows how colonization continues to live in the fabric of our society. It is dangerous, unjust, and detrimental to all people. And as a result of that, thousands of black people are being trapped in Greek refugee camps, continuously receiving rejection to their asylum claims, living in the worst living condition for months, and not just in refugee camps. Even the one who made it to the mainland, they are struggling. They don't have incomes, they don't have family to support them, their government is not willing and trying to make them feel safe. They don't feel heard, they don't feel validated, they don't feel seen. And they're constantly dealing with like violence ranging from their poor treatments and police brutality. It's so much violence. You know, within the refugee crisis, there is a lot of racist imagery towards refugees coming from Africa. This imagery is being perpetrated by the media and its audience, and we're putting labels on those population and therefore treating them differently than a person and a refugee, fleeing from persecution, conflict, torture, and so on from another place. Those are labels we put based on aesthetic of how someone looks, and that is impacting their experience. Also, the experience as human who have human rights that are not being respected because of the label we put onto them. So, the refugee crisis needs decolonization to restore justice, equality, and to fight the neglect in which our black brothers and sisters fleeing their countries are exposed to and trapped into. And, you know, I have this conversation with people a lot because people are not willing to talk about those things, to make space for those conversations. But the refugee crisis is currently colonized in the way that it is perpetrating the ideas that colonization brought with it. You know, it's not just this, it's also white supremacy. You know, even within the refugee crisis, white supremacy is still impacting black people and people of color in general, but especially black people. The way that black asylum seekers and black refugees are being dealt with, their living condition, the pain, the trauma, the violence, everything that they have to endure. I'm telling you, there is no other community that is experiencing the same, whether they are fleeing because of economic hardship, because of actual war, actual conflict, or because of of what happened to their country. They are still being met the same way.